Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We continue our show here with this Riley County Seniors Service Center, and we've got Program Coordinator Liz Nelson joining us here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
And always looking forward to hearing what's new at the Senior Center. I understand you have something you want to start off with in particular.
Yes, I do. I wanted to make sure everyone knew that on November 25th, there's another opportunity to do an AARP defensive driving class. It's $20 to attend, $15 if you're an AARP member, and you can call the center at 537-4040 to make your arrangements to attend that. We had a class in September, and it filled up really fast, so that's why we scheduled this second one.
Okay, that's good to know, so sign up now if you've got some time. And
yeah, and it gives, you can get a discount on your insurance often if you take this class. So that's an incentive.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Coming up here, we're going to talk about some things coming up in the month of December that's in the new newsletter. And I'll kick things off first with Made in Manhattan. That's a craft fair coming up, I think, December 2nd.
That's right. The first Monday of the month, we have Made in Manhattan. It's from 10 to 2 o'clock. We have some amazing local vendors who are participating. We've got Black Tie Affairs, Bubblelicious Soap, Creations of Comfort, Mercy House Global, Rebel Inn Studios, The Bag Lady, Margie Young, RJ's Rustic Relics, Little Arrow Sewing, Harb's Babes, and My Madre and Me. And they're selling their awesome handmade wares, including Christmas decor, colorful reusable shopping bags, specialty soaps and body care, warm winter accessories, Kenyan fair trade products, walker bags, baby gear, pet accessories, homemade jams and jellies, hair accessories, Harry Potter and Disney inspired artwork, and much more. So we hope you come and find something. I don't know if it'll be your first shopping foray for Christmas or if you consider this last minute, but we hope and know that you'll be able to find something that you can give this year.
Well, it'll be a pretty busy, we'll be coming right off of Black Friday, Shop Small Saturday, and then another opportunity right there coming out of that.
Yeah, and we just want to make sure that people know it's not just strictly it's not just Christmas ornaments. It's a wide array of things that they can buy for personal use or for gifts.
All right. Coming up after that, here I see you have a Pearl Harbor program that's going to be presented.
We do. Pearl Harbor Day is Saturday, December 7th. And since we're not open on Saturdays, we're having our observance the day before, Friday, December 6th at 1 o'clock. And we've got historian Charles Potler coming, and he is presenting a program on the World War II USGI in the Pacific. He'll show what uniforms and equipment our soldiers and Marines wore, as well as that of our adversaries from Imperial Japan. So please come spend time talking about the Greatest Generation and the war that started it all. Charles Potler is the director of Shawneetown 1929 Museum. So that's in Shawnee, Kansas, which is a suburb of Kansas City. And he's worked in the history museum field for 30 years.
Okay. Well, that's good. And then you've got a Christmas dinner coming up.
We do. We have Christmas dinner on the 13th. You can buy tickets at the Senior Center. There's a limited number available. So please, if you don't regularly come in, call to make sure that there's a ticket still available. It's $8. We have a nice big Christmas dinner. We've got a visit from Santa and Mrs. Santa Claus this year, so that'll be kind of fun. And some music, so we're going to have a good time.
By the way, you have a Thanksgiving dinner later today, don't you?
We do, and we've sold all of the tickets for that, too. Same thing as the limited number of tickets, and it's a wonderful meal. We've got an amazing cook, and so everybody goes away happy and full.
Awesome.
That's for sure.
I'm glad to hear that. That's great.
Yeah.
What is this I see here about Studio Rollers?
Studio Rollers is a business run by Cynthia Naughton, and she's a hairstylist and makeup artist. And so she does a lot of different things. She preps people for weddings, for photo shoots. She preps people for speeches if they're up on stage at K-State, different things like that. And she has done small movies as well. So she is coming and transforming a model into a 1950s fashionable woman. And she says that wearing makeup became commonplace by the 1950s and beauty products were available everywhere. And hair and makeup styles of the 1950s had a very distinctive aesthetic. And it's still a very recognizable look. So in this program, she's going to discuss the looks of that the average woman wore. And she, while she's doing that, she'll be transforming a modern-day woman into a woman of the 1950s.
Oh, how neat.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see what she does.
So, and that's coming up what day is that?
That is coming up Monday, December 16th at 1 p.m.
Okay. And then you also have some smaller events coming up as well?
We do. Almost every Monday, we have Art Studio. It's $3 per session. They do a lot of painting. This month, they painted Christmas, kind of like a holiday painting that you could display with little lights glowing through it. They always have something interesting going on. So you're welcome to sign up for that. And like I said, that's $3 per session. On December 17th, that's a Tuesday at 1 o'clock, Beach Museum will be coming in and they'll be doing their artist profiles. So they'll be discussing an artist named Arthur Rackham, and he was an illustrator of books. Back in the late Victorian, maybe early 1900s. And then Mary Jo Harbor will be teaching two different Christmas craft classes, one on December 10th, another on December 20th. It's free to anyone who wants to sign up and participate. It does limit to 10 people per class, but one thing they'll be making is called Give Me a Kiss Santa ornaments, and the other one will be a yarn snowman or angel lapel pin. And then on December 11th at 10 o'clock, local bluegrass musician Jed Wymore will give an acoustic guitar Christmas concert. So please come and enjoy that.
All right. We do have a lot of holidays coming up here. You have your holiday schedule.
We do. We do. December, we are kind of limited in the number of days we're open. So the center is closed the December 24th, 25th, and 26th. And we do half days, just mornings, on December 23rd, 27th, 30th, and 31st. So you can come in the morning, you can stay for lunch, but then we'll be closing after lunch.
Yeah, it's weird this year because Christmas falls right in the middle of the
week. Right in the middle, yeah. It kind of makes everything a little wonky, but it's all going to work out, and we'll still have things going on most days.
Okay.
So,
As far as some other things you wanted to highlight here real quick?
Yeah, I just want to remind people that you can be a member of the Senior Center for $25 a year. And as a member, you get reduced rates on your exercise fees. Exercise fees are $10 a month for members and $20 a month for non-members. We also have business members, and we promote the business members on our newsletter every month. We also put them out there on our website, on our Facebook page. We make sure that everybody knows who our business members are that support us at the center. And so that leads us to where you can find us. So we can be found at a website. It's www.seniorsservicecenter.org. You can also friend us on Facebook. Look for us under Riley County Senior Service Center. And that's a really great site because they every day the activities are posted, the menu is posted, anything special coming up is posted. So you get a lot of good information there. And then if you want to call us, 537-4040, or email us at rcseniors@sbcglobal.net.
Okay. And I bet a membership would be a good gift idea for somebody.
It is. You know, in fact, my mother-in-law's sister bought her a membership for her birthday this year, and that was really sweet. And I know that my mother-in-law really appreciated it. So,
all right. Well, just a thought out there.
Yeah,
it is the holiday
good
season.
Idea. Good thinking there, Brandon.
Well, Liz, we appreciate you coming on and talking with us here, and hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving, first of all, and we'll see you again next month.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right. Stay tuned. More in Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.